Hey, it's Jen on the Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast by Mint and Thistle. Happy to have you here. Are you a creative or an artist? If you are, there's no doubt you've experienced something I call a creative lull. These lulls can be soul-crushing, frustrating times where you feel as though you have no inspiration, no talent, and even no drive to create. Believe it or not, every creative grows through this. From writer's block to not being able to get that perfect shot you've envisioned to starting over and over again on whatever piece of art you're working on, we've all been there. And believe me, I've been there frequently. I've been a creative, an artist since I was a child. Until just a few years ago, I didn't know how to handle my slumps. I would go through these awful, uncreative bouts, thinking I was not meant to create art or to work in this field at all. With that in mind, I want to share with you my secrets for overcoming or at least coping with these creative lulls. Because even though we all go through it, we don't talk about it much. Which is peculiar because I've found the more I talk to artists about the struggles we encounter, the more I gain in both a relationship with other artists and also advice I can apply to help myself out of these valleys. So ironically, I started writing an outline for this podcast twice, and I scrapped it both times because I just didn't like it. I wasn't feeling it when I started writing it both times, so I ended up just not doing it. Today, however, I've decided to just wing it. I think this is a perfect microcosm of the ultimate topic, the roller coaster of being a creative. I sometimes feel as though I'm in a creative slump every other week. Then other times, I feel like I can create anything for months on end, and then all of a sudden, bam, I can't get anything right, and I'm not feeling any of my art. And I'll have these soul-sucking moments where I feel as though I simply wasn't cut out to be an artist. Man, those are some highs and lows to go through. So what do I do about this? I'd like to share with you sort of my story as well as some of my coping mechanisms. So I guess I'll start with a story. I had asked my mother-in-law to hang out with our baby, Cedar, yesterday. This means I had 5 hours without any children to do anything I wanted. Just hours of time at my disposal. But when the morning showed up, I wasn't feeling at all creative, artistic, or even productive. It's not that I had nothing to do. I just couldn't envision anything I had planned out the night before. The more I thought about how frustrated I was about my lack of vision and creativity, the more frustrated I became. The fact of the matter is I broke down in tears because I couldn't figure out what I was inspired to do. Because that's really the issue. I have to feel inspired to do things. Most creatives do. It may sound a little silly, and to many people who aren't necessarily artists or creatives, it can seem very flaky. But having known me for the last 29 years, I can tell you when I do things to the best of my ability, I'm doing them because I'm inspired. So on Friday night, I'd planned out a day where I would roam from farm to farm, gather delicious local food, and then do some foodie creating. I had vision boards created, a list of food I needed to gather, I had the props all set up and ready to go in preparation for my full Saturday of shooting and creating. Well, Saturday morning rolled around and it was all gray and gross outside and I felt absolutely zero inspiration to do anything creative. It was like someone had sucked the creativity right out of me and I was someone who had never even seen a camera or heard of a vision board. It was a pretty crummy way to start the day. But I was bent on using my child free time, so I tried to force the creativity and I failed miserably. I ended up doing a half-hearted version of what I wanted to do and just feeling like a total failure for the day. I didn't even make any images. I simply gathered food half-heartedly and hoped I would feel inspired by the time I got home, which I didn't. The day ended in Chinese food watching The Man in the High Castle while my other half slept on the couch next to me. Not what I was going for at all. I went to sleep frustrated. However, this morning, I woke up about an hour ago and just had to hop on here and share my thoughts with you because when I woke up, the sun was just peeking out above the field and I felt well-rested and filled with creativity. So what the heck is going on in this brain? Can you relate? If you can, I'm about to share my top 3 coping mechanisms for dealing with these creative slumps. The first tip is this, know yourself. For me personally, I'm impacted by the season. I've been surviving months of Arctic winter and am in a mental mindset that spring is supposed to be here. However, it's March in New England, which means most people's brains are in spring mode, but the weather is still in winter mode. This kills me, but I know that. I know that a dreary day in the fall fills me with joy, while a dreary gray day in the spring kills my mood. In the spring, I want to be outside running around creating beautiful images and playing with lambs. But instead, it's so cold and snowy still that I have to be patient with myself. Knowing myself enough to acknowledge this is the first step in coping with a creative lull. Another tip is this. Being creative is exhausting, so learn how to replenish it. I'm an artist, a visionary, a dreamer. I don't know about you, but it exhausts me. I think of it like pumping water out of a dug well. You can draw water from it for hours, but you have to let it replenish itself before you use it again. Creativity for me is like this. I will go through bouts of mania where I'm just creating things, thinking of ideas, and loving every second I'm doing my work. After a time of this, sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's hours, I'll hit a proverbial wall and be in a creative and emotional slump for a while. Because you give so much to the world with your art, your words, your being, you have to learn how to let yourself rest. Just as the trees shed their leaves and rest throughout winter in order to have the energy to create new leaves in the spring, we have to learn to celebrate and utilize our resting periods. I firmly believe that acknowledging a creative slump as a rest period has helped me learn to use them to my benefit instead of just becoming frustrated. This leads me into another tip. Set your intentions wisely. Yesterday, when I woke up feeling wildly uninspired, I wrote in my journal, "I will try to let inspiration come to me, and I will let the day flow." If you share your intention with someone, say your husband or your dog or whatever, it sort of brings that intention to life. If you repeat it to yourself out loud throughout the day, it does help with some of the stress of not meeting your own expectations. If you use intentions wisely by creating intentions with wiggle room for your wandering, passionate, creative mind, then you're much more likely to get past that creative slump and see the beauty beyond your expectations. This brings me to another tip, which is having reasonable expectations for yourself. I hold myself to an extremely high standard when it comes to my work. I know I'm good at it, and I know that I'm capable of it, so when I feel like this in a slump, I beat myself up because I expect myself to do better. I've heard it said, expectations are the death of joy, and I think that statement has helped me cope with my own craziness. When I set expectations for myself, I try to think of them in terms of things like, I will do my best job today. Instead of concrete things like, I will get 7 loads of laundry done. The former intention is a much more fluid expectation, whereas the latter, you can see your failure a lot more clearly. The last tip that I have is this: be gentle with yourself. I'm the first person to beat myself up for anything. As an empath, as a passionate person, as a creative, I'm filled with emotion and feelings. When you're filled to the brim with thoughts and ideas and passion, it is easy to beat yourself up for pretty much anything. For example, by the end of the day yesterday, I not only felt angry at myself for not using my time wisely, but also disappointed in myself for feeling uninspired and also guilty because I'd asked my mother-in-law to babysit and I'd wasted the time. Sometimes I'm incredibly good at being gentle with myself, but other times I fail. Being a creative person is a blessing and a challenge. Knowing yourself enough to be reasonable with your expectations, to set intentions and goals which will elevate you instead of tear you down, and most importantly, being kind to yourself. These skills take time to learn, but I promise you that if you give them a go, you will find your mindset to be much more forgiving when you run into one of those pesky creative lulls. So those are my top tips that I try to do for myself when I'm feeling in a creative rut. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my little manic episode, but more importantly, I hope that if you're a creative, you've learned you're not alone on your roller coaster ride of artistry, and I hope you maybe learned a coping skill or two. Once again, thanks for joining me here on the Barefoot Shepherdess. I'm Jen, and I hope we'll catch you next time.